Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thought, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.
Welcome, Columbus, Phoenix City, Fort Benning, and surrounding areas to Financial Notes with Cindy G. I am so thankful to be your hostess tonight and every Thursday night. Thank you for joining us during our new time of 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Glad you could make it. And I say us because I could not do this podcast without Renee Green. I want to take a minute and thank all of the veterans out there for your service. The freedom that we have, I do not take for granted, and I thank each and every one of you, and I thank your families, too. Not only did you make the sacrifice, but the sacrifices that they made. So tonight, I'm going to share a prime part-time opportunity. Many people are considering a home-based business, and that is what this prime opportunity is. So we're going to take a few minutes and have a short break, and then we're going to go right into the presentation. So sit back, relax. Welcome to Financial Notes with Cindy G. And when we come back, we're going to have that presentation.
Older adults and people of any age with underlying medical conditions are at higher risk for severe illness from COVID-19. The good news is there are steps you can take to protect yourself and your loved ones. Step 1, keep germs away. Wash your hands often. Stay home unless you need food, medicine, or medical care. If you need to go out, stay at least 6 feet or 2 arms lengths apart from others. Avoid people who are sick. And remember, wear a cloth face covering when around others. Step 2, make a plan. Identify and talk with someone who can help care for you if you get sick. Have supplies such as medicines and groceries on hand, or find ways to have them brought to you. Step 3, keep up with the situation and health recommendations in your area. If COVID-19 is spreading in your community, stay home as much as possible and avoid crowds. If you do get sick with fever, cough, or shortness of breath, call your doctor right away. For more information, visit cdc.gov.
One day, I'll teach chemistry to kids.
I'm going to be an architect.
My dream is to be a chef.
This is a world of possibilities. A world in which people who put their minds to something can really make a difference.
My goal is to help the environment.
Someday, I'll find a cure for cancer.
At the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Federal Student Aid, we believe that aspiring minds can achieve anything. So we dedicate ourselves to making sure everyone has an opportunity to go to college. Each year, we provide more than $150 billion in grants, loans, and work-study funds, making higher education possible for anyone at any stage of life.
I can go back to college.
I can change careers.
I can make a difference.
Federal Student Aid, proud sponsor of the American Mind. Learn more about money for college at studentaid.gov.
Did you grow up in an alcoholic or dysfunctional home? ACA is a recovery program for adults whose lives were affected as a result of being raised in an alcoholic or dysfunctional family. To get help, go to adultchildren.org.
Columbus. Welcome back, Columbus, Fort Benning, and Phoenix City, to Financial Notes with Cindy G, where I share some best practices that I've learned from family and friends and associates. So, you know, many of us were taught from childhood, you know, do well in school, go to college, get a good job and work for a good company. And you know what? Many of us did that. And recently, it just has not worked out for all of us, including the person that you're talking to. I actually did that. And during my career, lost my job twice, and the last time was in June. So that, you know, that plan doesn't work out for everyone. So we need to have a second plan, a second way of making income. And that's what I'll talk with you about tonight. I'll talk to you about a company named or called Primerica. This company was founded back in 1977 by a high school football coach at Kendrick High School. Go Cherokees. So his name is Art Williams. And he owned the company up until the 90s. And so in the 90s, he sold it to Citigroup. And I know many of us remember Citigroup, the big umbrella, the City Travelers. Well, partnership with them. And then in 2008, what happened? We all know what happened. Big crash happened. I mean, some of us went from six figures to $6 an hour, and we were happy to get those $6. But Citi, their stock tanked. So Primerica took the opportunity to get out and raise $2 billion. $2 billion. And by doing that, they were able to actually start trading on the New York Stock Exchange under the stock idea, PRI. Now, when they started, it was at $15 a share. But I just checked. We actually closed at $123.06. So what that shows you, if a stock can do as well as $123.06 during this pandemic, they have to be doing something right. The first stock was traded on April 1st of 2010, and that is not an April Fool's joke. So in the last 10 years, our stock has actually outperformed what Facebook, Apple, Google have done in that same time period. So, you know, I am so blessed to be able to sit down and talk with people. And when I sit down and talk to them about Primerica, they'll say, well, I need to do some research. And you know what? I always say, I respect that. But when you go to do some research, I say, Google who owns Primerica stock. Because sometimes when we Google, it's like I can remember being a child. And my mom would, if I asked her, hey, what does this mean? She'd send me to the dictionary. But so many times I'd go in the dictionary and I look up the one word I went to look up, and that takes me to another word. And then, you know, on and on and on. So specifically, Google, who owns Primerica stock? And what that will show you is the quality of the companies and the high rollers that actually own the stock. And these individuals didn't just flip a coin and decide that they wanted to buy Primerica stock. They have individuals who do research. And that research has led them to purchase the Primerica stock. Now, before I get too far into this presentation, always know that you can join the conversation by calling 563-999-3722. That's 563-999-3722. So there are various partnerships that Primerica has developed, and some of them are with companies like Quicken Loans, Invesco, MetLife. You may know some of these companies, and you may not know them. But one thing to remember about Primerica is that we are a distributor of financial services. So what does that mean? We're all going to compare it. All right, so we're all going to go out to Best Buy tomorrow and buy a television. Now, I don't know what brand of television you're going to buy, but I know one thing, it's not going to have Best Buy on the back of it. And the reason is because Best Buy is a distributor of electronic products. And that's just the same way as Primerica is a distributor of financial products. We operate on the theory of decreasing responsibility. So what that says is, you know, when we're young, our children are young, our debt is higher, we have a house mortgage. So if for some reason we don't come home, that income needs to be replaced so that home is not lost. Because what is more detrimental for a child than to lose a parent, then have to lose his or her home? So that theory of decreasing responsibility says, hey, when you're younger, you need more money to replace your income. But when you get older, you don't need insurance. You need money for retirement. And Primerica can help you with that as well. And so as you get older, the children are grown and they're gone. Your debt is lower and your mortgage is paid. So that is the basis of the decrease in responsibility. And as I noted, Primerica can assist you with investing. So one thing I learned was the rule of 72. There's a young man I know. He has a master's in finance. He said they never talked about the rule of 72 when he was in class. But the rule of 72 simply says, based on the interest rate that you get when you invest your money, that will determine approximately how often your money will double. So I'm just going to give you an example. I'm going to use three young men, and they're 20 years old. And we're going to go with the fact they're going to work about 48 years. And I know you're like, 48 years? But do the math. It's 68, start at 18, it's about 48 years. And that's about how many years we all work. But so the thing about money is money does not care where you invest it. But we need to care where we invest it. Now, we can put it in the stock. We can put it under the mattress. We can put it in the bank. We can put it on the credit union. Many options. But we need to focus and know how much interest are we getting. And this is one time we want the highest interest. Like when we buy our homes and our cars and our boats and our motorcycles, we want the lowest interest when we're borrowing. But when we're investing, oh, we want the highest. So let's say Larry gets 3% interest. So you divide 3 into 72, that means Larry's money's going to double every 24 years. So when he is 68, he is ready to retire, put his feet up. He's going to have a whopping $8,000. The only place he's going to retire is to his next job. But then you got Mo. Mo did 6%. 6 into 72, that's 12. So his money's going to double every 12 years. At the age of 68, he's got $32,000. So whether Larry and Mo are working in brick and mortar or if they are actually working via remotely at home, when Larry logs off, Mo's going to be logging off. But then we got Curly. Curly got 12% interest. So the rule of 72 says when I divide 12 into 72, I get 6. And his money's going to double every 6 years. So when he retires at the age of 68, he's going to have $512,000. So, as I noted, Primerica can assist you with investing your money. We believe in buy term and invest the rest, and you can get a mutual fund for as little as $25 a month. We can assist you with that. And also, let me just remind you, if you do want to join the conversation, if you have a question, that number is 563-999-3722. Now, Primerica does things a little differently than others in the industry. One thing, we say, hey, you work part-time. You define what part-time looks like. I remember when I did part-time back in the day, it was weekend, overnight, holidays, and any time a full-timer didn't come in. But part-time means whatever you want it to mean. There's a young lady on my team. She works 30 minutes a day, but she gives 110% to those 30 minutes because that's the one time throughout the whole day she is focused on building her legacy for her family. Because it's awesome to work 40 years if you're building for your legacy, so that you can leave something behind for your family versus working 40 years for someone else's. Also, what we do differently, we have a low cost to get licensed. It's $124. 99 of those dollars is so that you can get fingerprint and a background check because we all go through that in order to get our license. Turn for that 124. And oh, so the $99 is the background and the licensing, and then the $25 is so that you can run your business right from your telephone or your laptop. It gives you that flexibility. It gives you access to all of the training so that you can get all the information that you need to pass your test. And depending on what state you may be in, it may be 4 licenses, it may be 3 licenses, but that could come up to like $2,000, but it's only $124. But it gets even better. As a way of saying thank you to our veterans and thank you to our active duty, when you join during the month of November, it's just $25. We're waiving that $99 as a way of saying thank you. You know, thank you for providing a freedom for us. Thank you. And for everyone out there, let us help you become financially free. Another thing that we do, we operate on a referral system. 3 to 5 friends of yours, we help them. And then we help 3 to 5 friends of theirs. What I mean by that is, if when we recruit someone, we bring them in, we work with them, we want them to succeed, and as they succeed, we're compensated for that. And that's so different than other areas. Let's say, for example, you had a beauty salon, and I'm the lady. I'm in booth 3. You pour into me. You let me know which vendors that come by, who should I buy supplies from. You let me know, how to do different hairstyles and such. And then what do? I open up a beauty salon, take all the clients that were mine, some of yours, and then open up right across the street. We don't do things like that. We pour into each other. We build each other up. And it's a teamwork. It works because, you know what? We have a system. And when you have a system, it simply works. And there are 4 ways that you can make money. One is as an employee. More hours for money. If we want more money, we say we'll work more hours. Or we can be self-employed. I have a friend who's a baker, awesome baker. But if she should slip and fall while she's vacuuming or what have you, and she can't go to work, what does that day look like? Exactly. But a business owner owns a system. So to give you an idea of that, you and I, we're going to go to McDonald's. We're going to have hot coffee. We're going to have hot cakes. We order everything. We sit down. It's cold coffee and cold cakes. Who are we going to come to, that manager? Or we'll complain to the person who took our order. But the one person we won't be complaining to is the business owner, because he or she isn't there. They have a system. They have others working with them and for them. And it's unlimited income potential. And then ultimately, an investor who has money working for them has that passive income. Instead of working for money, their money is working for them. So with the system that we provide, it will allow you, if what you want is business ownership, to have that. Because you have what you consider freedom, and it might be a home. It may be a dream car. It may be education. It could be helping family and friends. But whatever it looks like, there are different ways that you can achieve it. Now, you have that option that you may say, you know what? You may give up on that goal or your dreams. And we say, no, don't do that. Or you could ask your boss for a major raise. Let me know how that goes. Or you can do something in addition to your current career. Now, there are 5 reasons why people get involved. 1 is they just dislike their current job. And in others, they like their job, but they realize, you know what, this job is not going to get me to where I want to be. So they need to earn some extra income. Others, financial education. They like learning about the rule of 72 and other educational things that you learn. Others, they love helping people. Because how does it, a widow, she loses her husband. Children lose their father. Do you want to take a casserole dish, or do you want to take a check for $150,000 that says, hey, you won't lose your home. Or a check for $500,000 that says, hey, the kids will have their education. And then others desire to own a business. And that is a reality with Primerica. So you can work for other companies for 50 years or 40 years and never, never have the option to own that company and leave a legacy for your family. But with Primerica, you can. So again, if you'd like to join the conversation, then just give me a, let me give you that number again, of 563-999-3722. When you do that, make sure that you hit the one. So I've shared, you know, one way of earning additional income, a part-time opportunity with Primerica. Next week, we're going to also have someone on who's going to speak about the new norm to making money, online businesses, Ms. Patricia Allen. But if you want, if you have a question, feel free to call 563-999-3722. Otherwise, we're going to return and we're going to wrap up the show and we'll be right back.
Many employees unable to work because of COVID-19 related reasons may be able to take up to 2 weeks of paid sick leave and up to 10 more weeks of paid leave to care for their children whose schools or places of care have closed or whose daycare providers are unavailable. To find out if you qualify, visit dol.gov/FFCRA or call a trained professional at 866-4-US-WAGE. This message is sponsored by the U.S. Department of Labor.
Two kids, one paycheck, but I'm still going to send them to college. With Sam, I can.
Business has fallen off at work, but I'm getting prepared for whatever the future holds. With Sam, I can.
I missed a mortgage payment, but now I'm turning things around. With Sam, I can.
Making ends meet on a tight budget, coping with job loss, struggling with overwhelming credit card bills. Whatever your financial challenge, with Sam, you can. SAM is Smart About Money, a free online resource from the National Endowment for Financial Education. We're an independent nonprofit foundation dedicated to helping people just like you get sound information about money. From everything from how to build an emergency fund to how to deal with job uncertainty, just remember, SAM I Can. SamICan.org.
I'm going to feel in control again. With Sam, I can.
Get empowered. Reach your financial goals. Visit SamICan.org.
My name is Dr. Tony Fauci here at the National Institutes of Health. If you've recovered from COVID-19, your plasma has antibodies that may help others fight COVID. Please donate plasma now. You can literally save lives. There are thousands of locations across the country where you can donate. Find the site to donate your plasma at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
Welcome back to Financial Notes with Cindy G. Thank you so much again for joining us at our new time of 8:30 p.m. And we will be here every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So how does life look today? I wanted to take a few minutes and look at that. And these are, you know, that were shared with me prior to COVID-19, and some of them are still relevant. This comes out of Forbes. A job is now a 32-hour week that pays $35,000 per year with absolutely no benefits, no vacation time, no health insurance, nothing. And then right out of City Lab, at least 400,000 residents, nearly the entire city of New Orleans, were displaced, some for a few days, some forever. And that came from there's so much we don't know about where Katrina survivors ended up. Another thing, about 42 million Americans are paying off student loans. Our accumulated debt now totals $1.3 trillion. That's more than the nation's credit card debt. That came from NBC News. Putting off marriage, not buying a home, how people live with student debt. And a final quote came from Northwestern Institute for Policy Research. More than 8 million Americans lost their jobs. Nearly 4 million homes were foreclosed each year, and 2.5 million businesses were shuttered. These are just the impacts of different catastrophes, Katrina, the market crash. But there are always other things that can impact that, impact our situation. They can be separation, divorce, death in the family, a serious illness, an accident, or being downsized. All of those things can impact. So it's now a time for us to be more proactive, to prepare. We now know that, you know, having insurance at work, we all know once we don't have a job, we don't have insurance. So now we know we need to have life insurance outside of work. And so that is something that Prime America can assist you with. If you have any additional questions, feel free to call 706-393-6935. Again, that number is area code 706-393-6935. I want to thank you all for listening, and thank you to our sponsors, Kingtown Family Foundation of Columbus and the Empowerment Leadership Academy of Fournia. Again, next week's special guest is Patricia Allen. Her topic is online businesses, the new norm to making money. So if you did not register to vote because you were not 18, please know that Georgia law says that if you're going to be 18 by the time the election occurs on January 5th, you can go ahead and register to vote. And prepare to, and if you did vote, let's prepare to go back and vote again. Well, that's going to wrap it up with me, Financial Notes with Cindy G. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next week right here every Thursday, 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Have a great week and a great weekend.
To the Amazing Fountain City Radio in Columbus, Georgia, in the Valley and surrounding areas. News, thoughts, talk, speculation, and features with local talented artists and entertainers. Listen in or speak out. The choice is always yours, but tune in and get turned on, because good stuff is always coming at you on Fountain City Radio. Sponsored by Kingstown Family Foundation, Fountain City Radio is designed with you and yours in mind.